of the story. They used to call them scrub horses, third-rate wagon pullers. Back in Bellbrook, Ohio, in the 1860s and the 1870s, Sleepy Tom was a scrub horse, a familiar sight around town. Folks said that in earlier years, Sleepy Tom had been considered harness racing material, that he had come from good pacing stock, but he had been trained too hard, had fallen ill, and ever since that illness, he had become common scrub, the voiceless victim of one careless owner after another. Like the painter fellow named Millard, who once drove Sleepy Tom 17 miles in 70 minutes. The man would have driven farther, too, had he not been arrested for speeding by a Spring Valley peace officer. It was Millard who finally sold old Tom to Steve Phillips for a cheap watch and a quart of shotgun whiskey. And what did Steve want to do with Sleepy Tom? Well, that is the rest of the story. Steve Phillips saw something in that old scrub horse which had apparently eluded everybody else. Steve wanted to race him. To race him! Townsfolk guffawed at that one race, that old glue pot. Why, Steve was lucky the horse was still standing. What was he anyhow, a dozen years old now? Indeed he was, a dozen years old. But he's got pacer in him, Steve insisted. Pacer breeding and a ton of heart. What more did he need? So, Steve Phillips began harness training Sleepy Tom, training him the right way with fastidious physical care and all of the love the old horse had missed all those years. The town boys would watch the workouts, amazed that Steve was actually taking it all seriously. They noticed Steve would talk a lot to Sleepy Tom, and sure enough, it seemed the horse understood. And before anybody knew it, Sleepy Tom was deemed ready for his first race. Plenty of tough competition that day in Jackson, Michigan. And then word got out that some 12-year-old nag, a newcomer, was challenging the most experienced field in the Midwest. The race began with a lot of laughing among the seasoned spectators, but then Steve started talking to Sleepy Tom. From the high-wheeled sulky came Steve's voice in soothing tones and the words, "Go on, Tom. You can win, Tom." They were in the last quarter stretch when Sleepy Tom took off like a flash of summer lightning, leaving the whole field in the dust. And more incredible still, this event heralded the beginning of one of the greatest equine careers in harness racing history. With his owner's gentle urging, Sleepy Tom continued to vanquish the best pacers of his day, would become known as the kingpin of the original Big Four, would shatter the world's harness racing record by a full second, would be called even today, more than a century later, the Prince of the Pacers. And through it all, before and during and after each of those glorious races, there would be Steve Phillips talking, tenderly reassuring, more necessarily than one might imagine. For you see, Steve was more than a trainer who had seen potential for greatness where no one else had. Steve Phillips was Sleepy Tom's eyes. You remember that sickness Tom had as a 3-year-old? It had been an infection, and it had left the horse that one day would race into the record books stone blind. Now you know the rest of the story.